call the public hearing to order. Everyone please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance and remain standing for a moment of silence.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Announcements. Fire evacuation plan. Please note that in the event of an emergency, the fire department has requested that legislators and all others move at least one block away from the county office building in order not to impede the firefighters in their duties. Cell phones. Please silence cell phones for the duration of the public hearing. Roll call. Allen.
Here.
Bartels.
Here.
Belfilio.
Here.
Berkey. Briggs. DeLon.
Here.
Donaldson. Fabiano.
Here.
Jarentine.
Here.
Green.
Here.
Hefner.
Here.
Lapp.
Here.
Litz.
Here.
Lopez.
Here.
Lauren.
Here.
Mayo.
Here.
Maloney.
Here.
Parody John. Parody Richard.
Here.
Roberts. Rodriguez.
Present.
Ronk.
Here.
And Warro.
Here.
18 present, 5 absent. Tonight's public hearing is on naming of county-owned assets, and we have 3 speakers signed up. The first speaker is Joel Brink.
With you. Good evening, Mr. Chairman, legislators. I'm here this evening requesting your support to have the Salt Hill Road newly reconstructed bridge over the Salt Hill Creek named in memory of former Town of Ulster Police Chief Anthony E. Cruz. I am making my request, number one, as a resident of the Town of Ulster, and number two, I'm a current council member in the Town of Ulster. As a councilman for the past 17 years, I have observed Anthony Cruz rise to the position of police chief, for which he was very well deserving of. He represented our town in a very professional and personal manner. That being said, your support would be greatly appreciated for the adoption of the resolution naming the bridge in memory of Anthony E. Cruz. Thank you.
The second speaker is Frank Politico.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman. I hate with my back to you. I always hated that. I come to you to support the naming of this bridge, and I come to you as not only a co-worker of Anthony Cruz, but as a friend of Anthony Cruz. I watched Anthony Cruz go through his entire professional career, and I can tell you that Tony was the dictionary definition of a public servant. He was a guy that fought cancer, and for the record, just cancer sucks, and we've got to beat cancer. But here's a kid that was just incredible. And from the time he started as a corrections officer and then a deputy sheriff for this county, and I had the privilege of being one of his training officers, and I can tell you that Anthony was just a diehard public servant. And when the notion of naming a bridge after Anthony Cruz arose, I thought how much that really defined him, because Anthony was truly a bridge in a lot of people's lives. He was always there to get people from a bad spot to a good spot. And we found that out when we were in the hospital in his final days, when one of his caregivers broke down in tears and said if it wasn't for him, she would not be where she was today, taking care of people. And that says a lot for someone. You know, he was the person that looked at the bad and always tried to help and do good. And this bridge helps a lot of people. You know, and helped him get to work every day, helped him get home every night, and now helps his wife get from where they lived to his final resting spot. So I couldn't think of a better thing to be named, that bridge to be named in a better name than his. Thank you.
Kyle Berardi.
Good evening. Obviously, as the current acting police chief of the Town of Ulster Police Department, colleague of Chief Cruz and friend, I am supportive of this action. Chief Cruz was a well-liked, well-respected gentleman in the police community. I think it's moving that he's actually moving to name a bridge after him, considering that's the bridge he used every day to get to and from the Ulster Police Station. We are here with many of his family and friends and fellow co-workers. And again, like I said, I am supportive of this, and I ask that you guys support it as well. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that would like to speak? With that, I'll entertain a motion to close public hearing. All in favor?
Aye.
I do want to say before we all get up and move that this is up for a vote next week, next Tuesday. I have every confidence that it's going to pass, and after which we'll make sure to get together a really nice, dedication ceremony. And I want to make, please, if we don't have your information, please leave it so we can make sure that everyone is properly invited. Thank you. Thank you all for coming.